KJAN Sports. Time to look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. We'll check you some high school sports around the area last night. First in high school baseball from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Kemper Catholic downing Denison 4-2. Clarinda defeating Shenandoah 9-3. Red Oak down Shenandoah by a 12-11 score in eight innings, while Glenwood beat Thomas Jefferson 6-5. From the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW over Essex South Page 12-2. Missouri Valley, a 4-3 winner over Tri-Center. From the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Cam over Orient Maxburg 15-0. Coon Rapids Baird 8-2 over Alta Aurelia. Also out of the corner conference, Stanton beat Fremont Mills twice, 5-2 and 11-1. Also locally, Carroll beat ADM 6-2, Ogden over Panorama 4-3 in boys baseball. Girls softball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Shenandoah over Clarinda 5-2, Harlan beating Lewis Central 7-0. Denison topping Kemper Catholic 13-3. Johnston shut down Glenwood twice, 9-0 and 12-0. Western Iowa Conference tournament play last night saw Audubon beat Tri-Center 11-1. Logan Magnolia topping AHSTW 9-1. IKM Manning beat Underwood 7-6. Riverside over Missouri Valley by a 6-5 final score. Also in Rolling Valley Conference softball last night, Cam beat Orient Maxburg 6-3. West Harrison over Sydney 4-2. Woodbine beat Whiting 14-1. South Central Calhoun a 7-5 winner over Arweva. Also in the corner conference, Thomas Jefferson beating Stanton 8-2. Also around the area, ACGC defeated West Central Valley 11-1. ADM split a pair with Carroll, ADM winning 6-3 in the opener, Carroll winning 1-0 in the nightcap. And Ogden beat Panorama by a 5-2 final in girls softball last night. Well, Vanderbilt has forced a third and final game in the College World Series. Kumar Rocker struck out 11 while pitching 6 1/3 innings of three-hit ball in the Commodores' 4-1 victory over Michigan in Omaha last night. Vanderbilt scored an unearned run in the fifth inning before scoring twice on wild pitches. Philip Clark's ninth inning homer made it 4-0. Game three set for tonight at 6 o'clock in Omaha, with the winner taking home the College World Series title. In Major League Baseball yesterday, in interleague play, Chad Pinder and Marcus Semien homered in a 6-run fifth inning to carry the Athletics past the Cardinals 7-3. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Matt Olson also went deep in Oakland's sixth win in eight games. Losing pitcher Jack Flaherty gave up a season-high 7 runs, 9 hits, and a walk in just 4 2/3 innings of work. In other interleague action, San Diego beat Baltimore 8-3, Houston over Pittsburgh 5-1, Seattle beat Milwaukee 8-3, and the LA Angels over Cincinnati 5-1. In the American League, Brad Hand was a perfect 22-for-22 in save chances before blowing a 6-3 lead in the ninth inning in the Indians' 8-6 loss to the Royals. Hunter Dozier's grand slam capped the rally against Hand, who allowed 5 hits on 13 pitches without recording an out. Cleveland ended a 4-game winning streak despite homers by Tyler Naquin, Carlos Santana, Roberto Perez, and Mike Freeman. Elsewhere in the National League, or in the American League, rather, it was the Yankees over Toronto 4-3. Boston beat the White Sox 6-3. Texas down Detroit 5-3. Minnesota 9-4 over Tampa Bay. In the National League, Philadelphia beat the New York Mets 7-6. Washington over Miami 6-1. Atlanta over Chicago 3-2. L.A. beat Arizona 3-2. San Francisco 4-2 over Colorado. St. Louis Cardinals closer Jordan Hicks is set to undergo Tommy John surgery today after being diagnosed with a torn ulnar collateral ligament following an MRI. The 22-year-old Hicks was previously diagnosed with tendonitis in his right triceps. He was 2-2 with a 3.14 earned run average in 29 games for the Cardinals, converting 14 of 15 save opportunities. Also, Kendry Morales has been cut by the Yankees. The veteran designated hitter and first baseman was reinstated from the 10-day injured list on Tuesday and then designated for assignment. The 36-year-old Morales was acquired May 14th from Oakland for a player to be named or cash. Well, college basketball players are spending this summer adjusting to a deeper three-point shot. The NCAA is moving the three-point line back to the international distance of 22 feet 1 3/4 inches. The arc was previously set at 20 feet 9 inches. Here's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey.
You look at some of our guys and say to yourself, well, it shouldn't affect them. They shoot from way out. Yeah. We've got a few of those. You know, some guys are a little closer to the line. We just got to get in the gym and get a lot of shots up from that distance and then play with it and get the feel of it.
McCaffrey hopes that the change will give Iowa's interior game more space.
I think that was the plan when you institute a rule change like that. What are you trying to accomplish? You know, freedom of movement and then also more low post play. And we're pretty good in that area, so hopefully that will help Luca, Ryan, Jack, and Cordell.
Sophomore guard Joe Wieskamp worked with the longer three-point shot while spending some time exploring the NBA draft. He finished second in the Big Ten in three-point percentage as a freshman.
Right when the season got done, I was shooting from NBA distance, trying to get ready for those different workouts. So I'm kind of excited I got moved back because I've already been practicing that. And then obviously when I decide to take that next step, I'll be even more prepared.
Junior center Luca Garza hopes to keep the three-point shot in his arsenal. Garza made 21 shots from distance last season.
When I got home, I saw that they were proposing it, so I started just working out from that line. So I've gotten pretty used to it. It's not a whole lot of difference from the regular college line. You know, the adjustment's not too much. You know, I think I've just been working on improving my shot.
Garza says no matter what the distance, he wants to improve on his 29% percentage from the three-point range.
Last year, you know, looking back, one of the things I wanted to improve on the most was my three-point shot. I think I lost consistency in my form throughout the year. And, I think I just had to go back to the basics with that, you know, with my dad. So we just, you know, broke it down, and I'm feeling really good, you know, with my shot where it is right now. And I'm just going to keep, you know, working on it, and hopefully next year I can use it as a weapon.
In other college athletics news, California lawmakers are debating whether to let student-athletes sign endorsement deals and hire agents in a move that could upend the multi-billion-dollar business of college sports. A proposed law wending through the state assembly would scrap policies that strictly limit the ways in which college athletes can profit from their name, image, and likeness, raising the prospect of private sponsorships long off limits for students. The bill comes amid an ongoing national debate over the extent to which students can financially benefit from their athletic performance. The legislation's backers argue that it's a matter of fairness. Also in hockey news, Craig Berube is being rewarded for coaching the St. Louis Blues to their first Stanley Cup championship. The Blues have signed him to a 3-year contract and stripped the interim tag off of his title. Berube oversaw a club that was mired in last place in the NHL the morning of January 3rd before reeling off an 11-game winning streak. Berube took over as interim coach in November for Mike Yeo and guided the team to a 38-19-6 record and within 1 point of the Central Division title. The Blues then knocked off the Jets, the Stars, and the Sharks in the Western Conference playoffs before outlasting the Bruins in a 7-game Stanley Cup final. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.